Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN. Hey, Ox, the Magpies take on North in Wagga Wagga. So good they said it twice. In its second NAB Challenge match in 2016 this weekend, Darcy Moore will be taking part, which is great news for Collingwood fans who are expecting big things from the young man this year. And he joins us here this morning. G'day, Darcy. How are you going?
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Ready to go to Wagga Wagga? When do you guys take off?
We're leaving about midday tomorrow, I think. So we'll have our final run today and then jump on the plane tomorrow.
Oh, it's a plane. I thought we'd get Purdy driving the bus, but no, you're on the plane.
I'm sure we would if we could, but yeah, no, I think we're chartering a flight up there.
Hey, Darcy, did you go down to Geelong and watch the game the other day?
I didn't. So due to still being pre-season, I had to get up early on Saturday and do a big training session. So I didn't get down to Geelong on Friday, no.
Well, I'm just going to give you a little bit of intel.
Okay.
You've got a couple of big players down in the forward line that might be causing you a bit of concern.
Is that right?
Mason Cox and Corey Gold, who can actually play the game, and they're nipping at your heels to try and take back a position which you hold.
Yes.
Do you feel threatened, or is it a good thing to have at any club to have a bit of depth?
No, I think it's definitely the opposite. It's not news to me. I know that they can both play footy, and we train together every day, and you know, so I know them really well and know their games really well, so I know how good they can be. So I got very excited on Friday night watching them both bring their strengths to AFL football. And Mason in particular, I'm really close with him. He's one of my closest mates at the club, so I definitely jumping off the couch when he was putting up his sticky mitts.
Hey Darcy, what's his development's amazing, but what are the few things that still maybe surprise him, or he still sort of doesn't quite get about the culture of Australian rules footy?
It's very difficult, I think, when you come from the outside of the football culture to then be kind of thrown into the middle of it when you literally have never even heard of it or seen it or don't really have an understanding of the game itself.
Yep.
So I think it's enough to get on top of the rules and the way the game is played and then throw into that the fanfare and the obsession that, you know, Melburnians have with football. I think it's a pretty interesting journey that he's on and something that I really admire in him, his ability to handle it.
Does he find it sometimes a little startling, just the passion, particularly with Collingwood fans and the sort of unique culture of the way Australian footy fans enjoy their game?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's something that he's often asking me questions about. Because it is. Well, even I'm at times, you know, I've grown up with it, and at times it amazes me still. So, yeah, no, he's definitely in shock a lot of the time.
Darcy, let's talk about you. Do you want to play footy like your old man?
What is play footy like, my old man?
Be more, not just be a set position player, not just sitting in a goal square being a lead-up player, but actually having the ability and having the facility to actually play around the ground.
Yeah, well, I think it was players like my dad that sort of took away those limits that have been imposed on you know, bigger key position players in the game. So I think, you know, your Buddy Franklin and Adam Goods when he was playing in the ruck were guys like that as well. So they're all guys that I look up to, and definitely because of them, I don't put limits on myself and what I can achieve. And I suppose that means positionally I wouldn't do that, consider putting limits on myself by the end of my career, but at this stage, I'm in a particular role for this footy club and just trying to get on top of it and learn it as best I can.
Darcy Moore from the Collingwood Football Club with us here on 11:16 SEN at 13-8, the Magpies in Wagga Wagga this weekend. This pre-season, how has it been different for you in terms of whether it's the workload or the way you've approached it?
Last year, sort of the whole January-February period, I was in rehab with a broken foot. So it's been different just purely because of my volume and my training load. So I pretty much haven't missed a beat since December last year. So that's probably been the main change, is the it's just the physical volume and the capacity to put more work in. And then I've obviously changed roles as well. This time last year I was training and playing as a key defender. So being up forward is definitely a really different mix. And
do you prefer it, Darcy? Do you like playing that role?
Yeah, I don't really have a preference, to be honest. I've just always liked playing on good players and playing with good players. So I don't really mind what end of the ground that is. I think being a forward was a little bit more natural to me. Like, there was definitely more learning to be done as a key back. But yeah, I was sort of happy to play. I get asked that a lot, and I don't really have a preference, to be honest.
Your goals for 2016, Darcy, is it numbers in relation to the goals you kick? Is it contest that you get to? Is it marks taken? What are you gauging your football on?
It's not really. To be honest, I don't really set goals like that because they're just as a person doesn't really motivate me, and it's not really why I play football. So it's not a matter of really sitting down and talking about how many games I want to play or how many times I want to kick it through the big sticks. It's more so just every week doing what I need to do to be a member of the Collingwood Football Club and just play my role, because I'm not really, I'm personally, it's not really why I'm in the game to sort of have a number next to the games played stat. And
how do you measure yourself then, Dus? How do you find if you've actually been below or above what you needed to be?
I think I've definitely got expectations on myself, so I know where I'm at and I know my standards, so I can generally feel it in myself. And it's something that I work through with the coach, with my coach as well, just one-on-one. We know exactly what my strengths are and how I can bring them out, so we judge that, you know, week to week, whether I've done that or not.
Adam Treloar expected to play in a VFL game on Sunday before getting a run in NAB 3. What's it been like watching him train and his particular assets that he'll bring to the Pies this year?
Yeah, well, he's been in rehab, obviously, most of the pre-season, so his first game this week, and he's brought an unbelievable work ethic with him to Collingwood, and he's voiced it, you know, not just to me but to everyone, how much it means to play at the biggest sporting club in Australia, and it's not something that he's going to give up easy. So he's definitely, that's translated into an unbelievable work ethic that he's got at the club, and been very thorough and really consistent with his effort with his rehab. So I'm sure he brings that, and he brings a really, really high standard of professionalism and a really driven attitude. But they've been the main things that I've noticed.
Alex Fasolo is playing in the forward line alongside you, Darcy. Have you had a word to him? And be careful, because he needs to go when he needs to go.
Yeah, right. Well, funnily enough, I think every human being sometimes has to go. So I don't know why that's a big surprise to some people.
No.
Pretty amazing to me.
Good to talk to you, mate. Thanks for being on the show. And look forward to seeing you out there on the weekend in Wagga Wagga and, of course,
the
season.
Thanks very much, guys.
Another day closer. Darcy Moore. Star.
As a Collingwood fan, you would be super delighted to have such an intelligent, well-respected and very talented footballer on their list. He's got one of the brightest futures in the game, and it's a pleasure to speak to him, as we do regularly.